today I'm speaking with Julie Riesler. She's the founder and CEO of Empowered Living, is a master transformational coach and a best-selling author. And today we're going to be talking about intuition, you know, how to tap into that, how to use your intuition to be able to guide you through the decisions that you need to make, the choices that you need to make. And even if it's just, you know, what to make for dinner, your intuition can really help to guide you in a way that's, you know, divinely inspired. So enjoy. Make sure to grab the official Not Over, Just Different welcome pack. It's filled with some of the best tools for inspiring your best life, all absolutely free. Just go to notoverjustdifferent.com/welcome gift to download yours now. Hi, I'm Natalie Ledwell and welcome to Not Over, Just Different, a podcast for women of a respectable age facing life's next new chapter. So grab a cup of tea and pour yourself a glass of wine and join me for some deep, real and candid conversations about everything from health, aging gracefully, relationships and how to make the next 50 years even better than the first. Well, hello everyone and welcome to the podcast for this week. This week, we're talking about a very interesting subject, something that I have relied on more and more and trusted more and more as I get older, and that is my intuition, especially when I'm wanting to tap in to understand what direction to take next, looking for guidance on different decisions that I need to make. You know, our intuition is something that we all have access to if we know how to access it. So my special guest is my girlfriend, Julie Riesler. How are you, darling?
Hello. I'm so good. I'm excited for today. It's one of my favorite topics and psyched to be with you.
Yeah. And you know, I for me, like when I think about my intuition, it only really started or really started trusting or tapping into it probably in the last 10 years. You know, before that, you know, life was, you know, I was forcing things to happen. I was making things happen. You know, I was going 1,000 miles an hour. And if I'd made a decision that, you know, didn't work out, I'm like, whatever. And then just keep moving. Like I would never really take any time to sort of sit and be quiet and kind of tap in to see, you know, what my decisions should be and what I should be doing moving forward. So I know that with you, you do a lot of work around intuition. Like I was saying before, I think that we all have the ability to tap into this if we know how to do it. What was your awakening? When did you realize that you had this, you know, ability to, you know, ask intuition or ask the divine or whatever that is for guidance?
Yeah. So it's a powerful topic. I truly see this as one of the most powerful innate gifts that we all have. And especially as women, I believe we even have a super special connection. And, you know, I was not raised to really listen or pay attention to it. And that led to some pretty big dips and challenges in my life. I will say, you know, and I'm guessing you and many of your listeners are probably sensitive, maybe even empaths as well. And so typically when we are sensitive and empathic like that, you know, we're very in tune with others and with energy. And often we don't necessarily, I didn't always listen to it or follow it, but we get these messages. And I really do believe our bodies are extraordinarily wise. There's a lot of science and research on that as well. I had an inkling about this when I was really young. I could feel, I would have certain friends, I'd go to their homes and I would either want to stay there, or I remember I got to a friend's house with my bag, sleepover, and I was like, "Mom, you got to pick me up." I could not stay there. It did not feel like a welcoming environment. You would not have noticed that, you know, to anyone, it would have seemed fine, but it didn't feel right to me. I, you know, picked up on my father, who is so funny, just called recently before this interview, must have sensed I was going to talk about him. He struggled with PTSD. He was a Vietnam veteran and it was undiagnosed. And I could sense his depression and despair. Yet he, you know, if you saw him, you'd never know that. He was always very, you know, smiley and took great care of me and was very loving. I knew something was off and I couldn't put my finger on it. Those were some of the early, I have so many other stories. But I think for me, one of the wake up calls, you know, I had a couple of them. One, you know, I got married really young to a really a great person. It was not the best fit overall long-term for me. I had senses of that and I pushed it down. I didn't want to listen to those nudges, and they came in different forms. And so, you know, fast forward 15 years later, two children under the age of two, my intuition woke me up in the middle of the night, and I was having a full-on panic attack. I thought I was dying of a heart attack, and it literally woke me up and said, "Julie, you're not really okay here. Like this is not working for you." And that was devastating. He's a really good person, great dad, and I really had to look at the situation, and I chose to follow what felt true and real and authentic for me. And that led, you know, right after that, one of the things in my former marriage, I really did not speak up a lot. And I had this intuitive feeling like something was blocking my throat. I ended up finding myself later passed out in a Target of all places. with all of these, I was in Florida. I always laugh really quick. There are all these like good looking EMT. And I'm like, what is happening? And, you know, my thyroid had stopped working. And I immediately heard my inner wisdom say, this is connected to not speaking up to your, what we know in terms of the energy centers, your throat chakra, that center. And, I'd had inklings, I'd had little nudges. And there's so many other stories. I mean, the beautiful thing is when we start to trust it and listen and track it. And I do a lot with that. It guides us. It's our guide. It's what guided me to leave a marriage, to change my health and well-being, to go back for a master's degree, to start a business, to do some things I'd never thought I would do. It's just changed my life to listen to it. And that's, I'm obsessed, because life is literally, it's like a 180 as I've learned to listen and follow it. So I'm really, really, I'm a big proponent. I'm on the good side of obsessed. I think this is a good addiction to follow it, because it's our line to our higher self, to the divine. I believe that.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's go back to a couple of things. And I think a lot of us can maybe identify a time earlier in our life, whether we were kids or just, you know, when we were younger, where we did have a feeling about something, or we went, oh, there's something not right about this. And, you know, maybe we took notice of it, maybe we didn't. But this is kind of what we're talking about here. So is there a specific way that you tap into intuition? And what is it that we're tapping into?
Yeah. So, oh, this is a great question. And I will try to explain this in a succinct way. So one of the things I want to share, because it's important, I think for many of us, especially for those with some left brain, you know, kind of focused on logic and science, one of the areas that I started to study and get into was in the world around, if you've heard of HeartMath, it's a an amazing institution that Dr. Rollin McCready, who's studied this for almost 30 years, there's research, there's peer reviewed journals on intuition and how it is connected to our heart intelligence. Literally, we have intelligence in our heart, which you and others, you might know, and you probably get this intuitively, like you know, that gut feel, that sense, you know, people say, follow your heart. There's something to that. So there's actual science behind intuition and how we perceive information from the greater energy field around us. And it actually comes in through your heart first, over 40,000 sensory neurites in your heart. And then it moves up and travels to your gut, to your brain, and then it comes back. So it actually, that whole connecting and tuning in, getting quiet, meditating, learning to really, really feel what feels aligned. It's an important tool. I was not taught that. And it's something I've had to teach myself, and it's something you can learn, which is fantastic. We're wired. I mean, we're wired to be connected to this greater information. So that's just, I wanted to kind of level the field there and just explain, like, this is real. It can feel a little like out there, but it's not. It's real. It's something to really pay attention to. So one of the ways that I, you know, one of the ways to really see and get a sense of your intuition is to do a little bit of looking at the past, doing some journaling, looking at that evidence, looking at when did you have a gut feeling or a sense or a knowing or an image. Some of us are visionary. Some of us hear it, see it, feel it. I would actually do a little inventory and go through your life. I've done this. It's so fascinating. when did I have that sense? And I had no knowledge that was intellectual. It was just a knowing. And then go from there. What was it? Write all those things that you can remember. You only need a few to really see this. And then notice, what did you do? Did you follow it or did you not? What happened when you followed it? What happened when you didn't? And the secondary component is notice, how was that information received? What did you sense it? Did you feel it in your stomach? Did you get an image? To be honest, for me, it comes in all forms. So I've had where I've gotten images. I'll share a very personal story. I had a very strong intuition. My first pregnancy, I didn't know this at the time, ended in a miscarriage, and it was about 8 weeks in. And I woke up, and the first thing I heard a voice that said, "It's gone." It's so funny because it brings tears, and my kids are in their teens, and it's just funny. It just still brings that up. It was really, it was upsetting, but it was very true. And I remember there was no reason to think that. Like, I still didn't feel well. And I went to the OB maybe 3 weeks later, and they said, yeah, it stopped growing. This baby stopped growing 3 weeks earlier. My body knew that. Mm. She told me that. So when I wrote that one out, it was a sensation, and I heard it. It was audible. I heard a voice. So, go in your own past, look at your experiences and do a little inventory and notice, how did you perceive that information? I do have an assessment. I can share about it later. It kind of gives you the four types, but you can do this on your own. And what you're doing is you're really looking to see, how does your body and your inner, that wisdom, communicate with you? And I get it. Sometimes it can be, I think what I've seen with myself and other women is that sometimes it's scary. Maybe, maybe you heard it say something, you felt something, and it was uncomfortable or it made you nervous. I don't want to leave this marriage. I don't want to leave this job. Look, I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've been there. But first, we got to just, with compassion, curiosity, look and see. That would be the first thing. So you get a little history on yourself, and you really are the one to do that. The second piece is like present time going forward is really number one, adding some sort of mindfulness practice every day so that you can kind of quiet the craziness going on upstairs and be able to travel the 18 inches to your heart, to your body. I talk a lot about body wisdom. I can tell you right now, Natalie, I am like leaning in so far, like I'm almost kissing the screen talking to you. Yeah. That's a good sign. My body, I've learned when I'm leaning in, it's a yes. If I were like this, I would be concerned. I would be like, nope. So we start following, what is our body? We know this. We have, abnormal psych studies, people that do private investigations and all kind of abnormal psych and dealing with criminals. What do? They study their body, their face. Our bodies do not lie. So we've got to take back that empowering, trusting, loving, and honoring our bodies. Our bodies are going to give us information. So those are a couple ways to do it, but that leaning in and out, and it works for food. I mean, it sucks sometimes. I'm like, I want the French fries. And my body's like, no, you don't. But my taste buds do. So, and you can choose. Maybe I do have the French fries, but your intuition, it's a constant ongoing dialogue. And I can just tell you, and I've actually tracked it going backwards, looking at since I made that decision to leave a marriage, I've tracked it so that I can see it is always supporting. It's always going to support you for your best, your highest good.
Yeah. No, I think I also had that hit as well in at the end of my marriage. Like, I knew 2 years before, and I actually had the conversation with Glenn. I'm like, this is crazy. What are we doing? We're just apart. There's, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, it's not what I want. I'm like, yeah, it is. You just don't realize it yet.
Yeah.
But I knew, I knew that was going down that road. And for me, I think tapping into intuition, like you were just saying before, finding some quiet time. Yeah. You've got to, make it a practice. My thing is that when I'm waking up in the morning, as I'm still in theta brainwave activity, so I'm still pretty connected to source, to the field, that's when I ask my questions. That's when I have my inquiries. And for me, the intuition comes to me as a thought.
Mm.
I don't really hear anything. I don't really see anything, but it comes to me as a thought. And I, the classic example of this is when I was doing my online TV show, and I got the idea the night before. I'm like, this has been great. And I had all these different ideas. And when I woke up in the morning, I'm thinking of different segments and different themes. And then I'm asking the question, what should I call it? And what came back to me was The Inspiration Show. And I'm like, I'm not going to get that URL. I need to think of something else, you know. What else can I call it? But it kept coming in. I'm like, okay. So I get up, I get on the computer. Not only was theinspirationshow.com, but theinspirationshow.tv was both available. I'm like, what? You know, so having that practice and being quiet long enough, I think is really, really important. And I think also, don't you think it's the quality of the questions that we ask as well as to what, how, you know, how we get that answer back?
Absolutely. 100%. I think it's, remembering, because I think what you're really pointing to, and I love this example of the inspiration show, because your thinking mind was like, no, not possible. A greater intelligence that is in you, through you, moving as you, kept saying, do it, try it. And when we ask those succinct questions, we are able to get more succinct answers. When we start getting, and I've seen this because I can be wordy and I'm like, oop, that question did not give me any kind of, you know, solid answer. So we want to be asking in a very clear, succinct, specific way. And I love that example as well, because, you know, you took action on that. You, to me, it's like you blended with source, right? And so that show, it's not just your show, it's your show with the divine. Right. And then the energy that follows when we follow it, it's like, you know, I've seen it in my health. I've actually gotten healthier. I feel like I'm aging backwards. Not that there's no problem with it. I mean, aging, bring it. Cause you know, with age comes wisdom and goodness and I'm all for it. But I just mean the vitality or energy. There's a deeper, I feel like more robust energy and vitality when we're following that inner guidance. And I do think the questions, the quality absolutely makes a difference.
Yeah. And I also think, the more we trust it, the more it will come through.
Absolutely.
And I think part of the trust is actually taking action on it, even when you're like, oh, really? I don't really want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the ingredient that, you know, I think we're also talking about is you got to have some courage. I mean, there's courage in there, which, you know, I think of that word cœur in French. I know you were just in France, is heart. Mm. So you think about tuning into courage. It's like the connection of your heart. You've got to me, I would rather be uncomfortable, really uncomfortable, overwhelmed, unsure, yet following that and not know, then I've done enough life. And I would just say to anyone listening, look and see, when have you not listened and what happened, right? Like, life for me does not work well when I try to go at it alone and do not bring in this conscious communication with intuition, with inner wisdom. So, it does take courage. And it takes, you know, I think, as you said, faith and trust, you've got to really, and it's like a muscle. Like, we know this, it takes time to build it sometimes.
Yeah. Because the alternative, which is what I used to do, is be so in my head, thinking, overthinking, you know, trying to, and when we're only trying to make decisions from our head or from our mind, we're missing out on the opportunity to really, make a decision or to take a path that maybe we didn't think was going to be an option for us. You know, this is part of what intuition is. It's you know, asking for an answer, but also I think welcoming in the surprise of what that could possibly be.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And I think what you said was so brilliant. There's an aspect of, you know, many of us want to know what's going to happen. And I think this goes into the being really open. Number one, being present right now, not knowing, being open to the surprise. And often it's way better. But there is a bit of like hands off the wheel a little bit. There's a bit of, okay, you know, you got that TV show web. I mean, I'm amazed you did find that, to be honest with you. Like, I'm still like, that's shocking. I've had moments like that though, where you're like, all right, this is divinely inspired, because that did not make sense. Something recently just happened. I and this is interesting too. You know, I was trying to do something to be kind of good mom with my daughter. It was a whole day. It was just not a lot of fun to drive up and back, you know, 8 hours. We went to this event she wanted to go to. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to be of service to her and her friend. And my intuition, you know, it just like, I heard, cause I really did not want to do it. I was like, said, no, go be of service. And I ended up, there was somebody I met there who is just an extraordinary new friendship relationship on many levels, that opens doors on both ends, you know, to things that we're both working on. And I so random, this person, like I'm coming from DC, she's from LA, here we are. And I'm like, what just happened? That was not expected, but you just got to follow and be courageous enough, whatever that might be. It might be, you know, something is whispering to you, about your health. Maybe it's about your career. Maybe it's about your relationship or just something. It could even be like, you know, you're hearing, just have more joy, bring in something more fun, go on a vacation. You know, those are the kinds of things we got to build that trust to follow it. But it's important to, it's why I say track it. When you start taking action, track what happens. That's what I do today. I have a whole on the back of my vision board. I have the Mind Movie and then I have a vision board. But on the back of the physical one, I have a whole, I have a mind map. I've tracked what my intuition has led to. And it's freaking gorgeous. It's just stunning. And this is for all of us. It's meant for all of us.
Yeah. I call that an evidence journal.
You know,
when you acknowledge all the things that showed up, not because you did the work. Obviously you're doing the work, but because, you know, that was a gift from the universe.
Yes.
And you know, the big shift for me when it came to really trusting and tapping into my intuition is when I had my God experience. When I was connected to the divine, I realized that, you know, all these things that I would get upset about and get hung up on, like, you know, being late or time or, you know, all these little things, I realized they were just inconsequential. All the drama of life is just inconsequential when you understand the love that God is, or what, you know, what that entity is, and you get to experience the connection to that. So, how do you cultivate your connection with the divine? Is there something that you do specifically? Do you find that that's connected to, you know, your ability to tap into intuition?
Oh my God, I love this question. I have chills because it's one of my favorite topics. It's actually, to me, you know, I'm kind of going backwards if it's okay, but so I'm somebody who, you know, I used to work in the corporate world and then started my own business. And part of what I do before anything, whether it's working with a client or starting a program or getting on a podcast, is I do the, you know, posture hands open, which is really like receiving openness. And I just ask, hey, sometimes I joke and I'm like, hey, God, goddess, source energy, like divine love, this is yours. So just let me please be a channel for the highest good. Like, this is your program. This is your client. This is your show. I'm here to be connected to you. That is what, something I do that's very useful. It's also when I've, you know, taken big steps that felt really scary, whether it was, you know, a relationship or, you know, sometimes just having to get health checkups, and I've been managing this, you know, thyroid thing and just nervous. And I go in and just say, okay, divine, I'm yours. My body is yours. Like, help me to be open and to trust you. That's like something on the go that I do. But what I would say is, for me, every morning, it starts with, I love waking up slowly. And I start with my hands on my heart. I do sometimes Reiki, but I often, if I don't have time, I always hand on heart. And I really just think about this energy streaming in through my hands to my body. And then I do get right into meditation. It's become a non-negotiable. And then I have a really, I'm looking at it, my altar, my space of all my just things that are meaningful to me, a picture of my grandparents, an angel, I've got crystals, I've got some things that just mean a lot to me. And I like to do what I call the forehead to the floor, just kind of just really surrender. Like, I think I know some things, but I probably, there is so much I don't understand or get. Like, please just direct me. That is my offering at all times, is direct my thoughts, direct my heart, direct my way of being. Let me be my, you know, my, what I call my me-est me, like, let me be connected to you so that I'm speaking from that place of higher self, from authenticity. And, you know, it's never perfect. There are times I'm really way out of that and I'm out of sync, especially when I'm yelled at my children. Like, that is not a moment I feel. However, how I treat myself, that's been a learning. How I treat myself after I've maybe yelled at my daughter a little bit, tried not to, it's how do I treat myself? How do I, you know, and my belief, Natalie, is I truly believe the divine, this love field and force, it's love. I don't believe it judges or condemns. I know if I'm in alignment with that energy. And if I'm not, my learning has been, don't be shitty to myself. Like, really try to get into that space of how would source see me. And so I will sometimes have these conversations. I probably sound crazy. I do them internally, so no one hears them, but you know, I imagine divine mother, father, great spirit, whatever, speaking to me, and just, it's always loving. It's not condemning. So every day I'm hopefully getting a little more connected. And that's why I look forward to the aging process, to getting older, because I love the idea of having even a deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper connection and being able to be that and live that.
Yeah. Now, my experience of the divine has only been love.
Yeah.
Like, only love. But and I've had moments where it's like overwhelming love. And it's taught me, but it's also helped me to understand, so that when I am asking these questions, I have a vision or I have a feeling of what it is that I'm tapping into.
Yeah.
That I want to do there. Okay, now before we go on, I really want to mention that when it comes to personal development, having the right mindset is truly what allows us to see positive changes in life. So working on boosting your success and abundance mindset is a great place to begin when you want to develop powerful habits. And incorporating affirmations into your daily practice, even for just a few minutes a day, can work wonders on conditioning your mind for success. And this is why I want to share with you 100 of my personal favorite success and abundance affirmations absolutely free. You can download them by going to notoverjustdifferent.com/success tips. And when you read them aloud every day, prepare to open the door to even more success and abundance in your life. So what are the different ways that people can receive a message through intuition?
Yeah. And now I'm like curious about your love experiences. If we have time, I'm like, oh, I want to hear one of them. They sound profound. The curious girl. I'm like, what is it? Well, if we have time, I'd love to hear, but if not, so the ways that you can receive intuition, look, we all have this inner knowing, right? So it's, let's just, you know, we all are born with it. It's a birthright. It's how you and I and everyone listening, we all have some sort of, even if you feel blocked, even if you're like, Julie, no, I don't. Yes, you do. There's some form of getting this information that comes from that. I think of it as love, divine love, your higher self. And for some of us, it might be that thought, that inspired thought. It might come, like for me, it's a thought, but I'll hear it audibly. For some of you, and this has happened to me, you might get an image. You might get an image of perhaps it's, you know, let's say you're looking to find the partner of your life and you're single. This just happened with a very close friend of mine. We actually do intuitive connection calls every day. I really believe in like playing in the sandbox of this every day. She just reintroduced somebody in her life. She hasn't seen for 25 years. She had an image, literally had an image of him. And he connected with her about 2 weeks later. And this is someone she's not seen. So some people might see that. Others, it might be visceral. You might get a feeling, sensation, like chills, warmth, hair on the back of your neck, that kind of thing. And others, it's that gut feeling that, you know, you just, you might even, I know some that even you can feel like your organs. I mean, I know for me, when I feel blocked, I can feel my throat feels constricted. I can feel when my gut feels like this doesn't feel right. So visceral, others, it's more that deep knowing in your body. And so we all have it into different degrees. Usually there's one dominant type, like it sounds like for you, that might be a thought. What I found is the more you trust it, practice it, they all can expand. I mean, at this point, it's so cool. Like I really hear this information now in all those ways, all of them. And actually it's not like, I don't get to like, hey, I'd like to see it today. It just will happen.
Yeah.
We just open ourselves up and then allow this beautiful, unbelievably intelligent energy of love to communicate in the way that is, you know, authentic for you and your body and your wisdom and your makeup.
Yeah. And I've experienced all of those. And another way that I experience it sometimes is in a conversation.
Yes.
You know, like I'll be talking to a friend and I will have been thinking about something that morning and then they will give me the answer, but not knowing that that's what I'm thinking. And it, you know, it's kind of like, I feel like my guides or whoever is kind of communicating through my friend so that I get the message. It's like, okay, I got it.
I love that. That is one of the most important things to add is it, exactly. It can come, often it does come through others. Mm. And that to me is sort of that reminder. We're not meant to be, you know, an island. We're meant to be connected with one another. Well, we, you know, I believe we're all from the same loving source. So like, it's just like reconnecting, you know, I'm like reconnecting with a soul sister right now. Like, right. You know, just, yeah.
Yeah.
Listening yeah. for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Julie, I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation today. I'm thinking intuition. Can we talk about that for half an hour? Easily. So if people wanted to connect with you and to work with you, you know, how do you work with people and where can they find you?
Yeah. So the best way to find me, I try to keep it easy. Everything is kind of under my name. So as long as you spell it right, which it's spelled like REI, like the store. If you just look at Julie Rieslert, my website.com. I do, for those that want to enhance their intuition, I think two things. I do have an assessment that's on my website. It's an intuitive type assessment. It's really fun. And I do have information and videos and whatever your dominant type is. But I also have a lot of free meditations on Insight Timer, which is one of my favorite apps. Mm. And I've got about 20 different, even 30 at this point, meditations that are free. If you go to Insight Timer and just look up my name, and I have one of my courses is up there. I think it's like $20. Like it's just really the meditations though are super helpful. I've heard that it's, I designed them. That's what helps me. It's really connecting with your heart, your higher self. So you can find me anywhere, just put in my name. And I'm one of those, like, I love human beings. I love women, people, soul sisters, like reach out. You know, I would love to connect. I still coach people, teach how to become a coach. But for me, intuition is the golden thread of everything. It's everything.
It's a different way of existing.
It's a different way. It gets you from that crazy, overwhelming head spinning monkey mind mm-hmm. to like, oh my gosh, I don't need to know what's next. I just know it's going to be really freaking awesome and sometimes challenging, but it's a surrender, it's a trust, and it's a different kind of journey. I agree.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Completely.
Well, thanks again, Julie. Awesome chatting with you today, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Natalie, and for, listening to your intuition to connect and to talk about this subject.
Thanks for joining us today. Now, if you enjoyed this episode and haven't yet subscribed to our podcast, please go ahead and do so on iTunes or Spotify, or go to mindmovies.com/podcast so you don't miss an episode. Now, remember, new episodes are released every Monday morning, and we'd love to spread the word. So after you've subscribed, be a great girlfriend and pass it on to a friend who will enjoy this too. And don't forget to grab your official Not Over, Just Different welcome pack. It includes some of the best tools for inspiring your best life, all completely free. Head over to notoverjustdifferent.com/welcome gift to grab yours today.